Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the devotional. It is wonderful to have your company. Thank you so, so very much for joining me. We're looking now at Psalm 103. And we're going to look at verse 10 today. We've been looking at this psalm week by week, by day, and each verse each day. Yesterday we looked at this verse, "He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever." We're now looking at verse 10 and it says this, "He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve." That is the truth. That is so very, very true. Yesterday I was talking about my own particular father, my earthly father, who's gone to be with the Lord now. And I was saying that what a wonderful, wonderful man he was. He was a man of God. And I believe that when he died, he passed his preaching mantle over to me because he was an itinerant minister and preacher for many, many years. The amazing thing about my dad was he was always just in his punishment. If I'd done something wrong, then I deserved to be punished. But I can also remember sometimes he wouldn't punish me. He would look at me and say, "You know you did wrong, don't you?" And I'd say, "Yes." And he'd give me a great big hug. And he would say to me, "Look, don't do it again." And he would just hug me. He would just hug me. And as I recall those moments, tears spring to my eyes, beloved, because he was such a wonderful, wonderful man. Yet he had his faults. He was an earthly man. He was a human being. He sinned many, many, many times. In actual fact, when I recall my dad, I used to go and watch him preach as a child. My dad preached for 30 years that the Holy Spirit had died out with the first Christians. He didn't realize about the power of the Holy Spirit until the 1960s, when his life was completely transformed. And my dad spent 20 years then feeling sorry that he had been preaching the wrong thing. He had not told people the truth, and he regretted it dreadfully. But I said to my dad, "Listen, you need to know this. The Lord knew that you were preaching what you believed at that particular time, and the truth had not been revealed to you, so I don't think you should be blamed." But that verse works right there. He does not punish us for all our sins. If you've got a Bible, I want you to underline the word "all," because that is the truth, beloved. The Word of God says this, "The wages of sin is death." It says it as clear as day, "For the wages of sin is death." And because of our sin, we should have died. There is no question about that. We should have died and gone to hell because that is what the Word says. But the Heavenly Father loves us so much that he sent his own Son to come down to this earth to die a cruel death on a cross for you and for me. Turn with me real quick to Isaiah. Turn with me to Isaiah and the 53rd chapter. We're just going to dip into that just for a second or two and see what it says. It says in verse 4, "Yet it was for our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. You see, beloved, he carried all of our sins on his own shoulders. And the Father saw that. The Bible tells us that just for a moment, the Father turned his face away because he couldn't stand to watch his own son being treated like this, because his son was perfect. He was without sin. So that verse that David brings us in Psalm 103 and verse 10 is so real. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. Beloved, the Lord doesn't deal harshly with us at all. I really believe that. I really believe that he should deal so much more harshly with us, but he doesn't. Why? Because he loves us with an unfailing love. Tomorrow, we're going to look at verse 7, and it says that word again, unfailing. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. I'm really going to look at that in such detail. Because all the way through this particular psalm, beloved, especially if you go from verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. We are dealing here, all the way from 8 to 14, I believe, with the Father heart of God. We're looking at the Father heart of God. We're tapping into the Father's own heart. And we're seeing his heart revealed to us time and time again. But in this scripture, we're really seeing it quite deeply. The Father heart of God. Let me tell you. I used to present a program live on Revelation Television. It was called A Time to Worship. And before that, it was called something else, and I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of the program. But I used to deliver this program. I used to present this program live each and every week. And each and every week, I went through a series of sermons, if you will. I did 30 different weeks on the Father heart of God. And the only scripture we looked at in all of those 30 weeks was Psalm 103. And verses 8 through 14. I brought 30 messages on the Father heart of God. Each message was around half an hour. So that's 15 hours that I managed to spend in this particular scripture, because it's so, so, so powerful. I cannot begin to tell you how powerful it is. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. Beloved, we deserve so much more punishment than we get. But it's because of his unfailing love toward us. It's because he loves us so much. And let me just reiterate to you, I mean, this is like, how can I put this? This is like telling a grandmother how to suck eggs, we say in the UK. You already know this, but I want to hammer this home to you even deeper. His unfailing love was so great that he sent his own son into the world to die on the cross at Calvary, because there was no other choice. There was no other choice in the matter. That's all he could do. That's all he could do. Because of the rebellion that we went through. The other day I was looking at Exodus, and I was looking at Moses bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt and then drawing them toward Israel. And it took 40 years for them to get there because of their disobedience and their rebellion. But beloved, I want to point this out to you. As they walked around and around and around the desert, as they were trying to go to the land of milk and honey, they were all being disobedient. They were making graven images. They were dancing. They were sinning. They were doing all sorts of things before Almighty God. But not one time, and I want to watch this now, not one time did God take away the food that they got every single day. There was 1 million of them. And not one time did God not supply their food. The manna came from heaven each and every single solitary day. He guided their path at night and during the day with a pillar of fire at night and a pillar during the day, a pillar of sand that they could see during the day. The Lord God Almighty did not stop supplying their needs, even though they were being disobedient and they were being disloyal and they were rebelling. Because God the Father loved them that much. He loved them that much. I don't think it's possible, beloved, for us to put in words how much the Lord loves us. The psalmist does it with a pretty good word of unfailing love. But even that is nigh on impossible to explain, really. Unfailing love, a love that never fails, it never stops, it keeps on going all the time. No matter what you do, no matter what I do, that love keeps on going all the time, all the time, all the time, without stopping. Such is the awesomeness of our Heavenly Father who loves us that much. Is he not worthy of our worship, beloved? Is he not worthy of our worship, our adoration, and our praise? Father God, I want to pray for each and every person that's listening to this broadcast right now. I pray in Jesus' name that you bless them with abundant, unfailing love, Father. I pray in Jesus' name that your love falls now as we worship you in spirit and in truth. As we say to you, Lord God Almighty, we love you, we adore you, and we will follow you forever and ever and ever and ever until you come again, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Come, let us return to you. Come, come, let us return to you. In brokenness of heart, we consecrate our